Wendy, would you come and join us, please? By now, you should all know Wendy quite well. She's not a stranger to most of you. And I just want to say that last week, I don't know who of you stayed when we prayed for people. Who of you stayed? Now, we left here again, I think it was about 1 o'clock, right? It was about 1 o'clock. And you know, the Lord did the most amazing things for people. There were so many people that got touched. There were so many people. Tonight you're going to hear one of the miracles that the Lord has done for us. And we just want to give the Lord Jesus all the glory. Amen. I want to say to you firstly that Jesus is the healer.
Amen.
And He did come to set the captives free. And He did come to heal the brokenhearted. And if you doubt that at all, I need you to listen to this testimony that you're going to hear now, because God is awesome.
Amen.
Amen. Well, bless God. Wendy, it's you and me again. All right. Now, I'm going to have to come and stand close to you again, because this has to record some of the things that you say. And I think, first and foremost, again, just tell the people how it came that you received some more prayer.
Some more prayer. Well, I actually didn't come up for prayer. I was standing around praying for other people and just adding my faith to theirs. And someone asked about alternative healing and decided that she needed prayer because she had sought help from outside of God's covering. And while we were praying for her, her demon manifested, and I started to get
demon
her demon manifested. The spirit
that was
controlling her.
She's quite proud of that. It wasn't hers for a change.
And I started to get that familiar feeling of, you know, I also delved into that a couple of years ago. I should go for prayer, but next week's okay. And I've lived with it for so long, so next week's okay. It's really late. And that was my first indication that something was probably definitely wrong and I needed to stay immediately for prayer. So at about 12 o'clock, I asked Rian if he would pray for me so that I could renounce reflexology. Why I'd been to see a reflexologist was when I was at university, I had a problem with bleeding. I used to hemorrhage and bleed constantly. I'd been to numerous gynecologists and doctors, and they put me on medications and pills and this will help and that will help and examinations, and nothing got any better. It got so bad that I would be fainting 4 or 5 times a day. They'd admit me into the hospital and nobody could find a problem. And a friend of ours saw me in the shop and he said, "For goodness sake, what is wrong with you? You look terrible. Come and visit my wife tonight. She's a reflexologist. Let her massage your feet. Let's just relax you. She'll give you a couple of vitamins to take and you'll be afer away." So I did. I went to see Beth and she rubbed my feet and did what she had to do. And that very evening, the bleeding stopped. The only problem is I didn't bleed again for another 4 years. Which is not natural, because as you know, it's a normal bodily function, and if you're going to reproduce or have children, you need to bleed. And I didn't. So off I went to the doctors and the gynecologists again, and this time they also said, "Sorry, we can't help you. Take this tablet, it'll start. Go to that doctor, he can help." And I spent thousands of rands. I had gone to church and said, "Please pray for me. I need healing. I need to receive deliverance. Something's wrong. It's not natural." And the very evening before I'd come for prayer, I'm a school teacher. We'd had our parents' evening. And the mommy said, "Congratulations. When are you expecting?" I looked very much pregnant, and I wasn't. And this was just one of the manifestations of whatever evil spirit was attached itself to me. So when we prayed, I was immediately slain in the spirit. I could feel the Lord's power working through me. And we cast out this devil.
Just a point of order there, because this is something that bothers a lot of people. When you say you were slain in the spirit, were you conscious or unconscious?
No, I was definitely conscious.
So you knew that, you knew exactly what was happening all around you?
I knew
you
exactly what was happening. I could feel the power of God, but I could also hear the demonic spirit speaking to me. So I definitely knew that God was working in me. I knew exactly what was happening at all times.
Hmm. All right. Okay. So then we started praying, and what happened?
We started praying. The demon, the evil spirit, revealed itself, and I said to my mom, "Why on earth were you and Rian pushing down on my stomach? The harmonic maneuver, it felt like." And my mom said, "But Wendy, we weren't pushing down on you. It was you pushing up." So this spirit was pulsing out from inside my tummy, and we renounced it, we rebuked it in Jesus' name, and after quite a while, the spirit left. And I felt great, and we carried on praying for people around us, and I said to the man next to me, "Oh, I'm feeling vibrations in my tummy, don't know if that's good or bad." And we went home. The next day I woke up quite disappointed, because I said, "You know, Lord, I definitely felt something leave, but nothing's changed." And I went to school that morning, and in my spirit and in my heart, the Lord said, "Testify about what I've done. Tell the people about what I did for you." And when I looked around the table, we only had unbelievers and Hindu teachers. So I thought, well, here we go. And I said, "You know, ladies, last night I went to church and I had curses broken over my womb and my ovaries, and we cast out a demon spirit. And I truly believe that the Lord has set me free." And they kind of looked at me with very big eyes, and the only response I got was, "We also believe in curses." Very nice. And I thought, well, Lord, they're probably going to laugh and walk away, but I don't care. They can laugh at me and call me crazy, Wendy, but I know that you did something for me last night. Went back to my classroom, and not 5 minutes later, I felt a pop in my ovaries. It was almost an audible sound to me. I heard the pop, and I started to spot. And progressively during the day, I started to get a natural flow of blood like any other woman would have. For the first time in 4 years. For the first time in 4 years, I started to bleed. And I can give all the glory to Jesus, because the minute I went for reflexology and turned away from him, the bleeding stopped. The minute I turned back to him and trusted in him, the bleeding started.
Amen.
And I truly believe I'm healed and happy and will have natural children. And
amen. Amen.